Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get right to the core of what you need to know. And today, we're plunging into a topic that, well, it touches almost everyone's finances, their daily life, the housing market. Okay, let's unpack this. Our compass for today's deep dive, it's a forecast from Realtor.com. Pretty succinct, but powerful. It states modest home price growth for 2025. Now, for anyone tracking the market, you know this isn't just some headline. It's a critical signal, right? So what does modest really tell us? What are the underlying forces at play here? And what does that specific phrasing mean for you?
Yeah, what's fascinating here is exactly that precision. I mean, when a reputable source like Realtor.com uses the term like modest growth, they're usually signaling something specific. Typically, it's annual appreciation in the low single digits, maybe 1%, perhaps up to 3%.
Okay, 1% to 3%. That's quite different from what we've seen.
Exactly. It's a significant shift, isn't it?
Yes.
Especially from those double-digit surges we witnessed in recent years. A very different picture.
Totally different.
And it suggests a market where that extreme imbalance, you know, supply and demand being way out of whack, it suggests that's starting to normalize.
Normalize? How
yeah.
So? What might be driving that?
Well, it could be several things. Maybe factors like interest rates finally stabilizing somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps we're seeing a gradual increase in available inventory. Just things easing up a little. It
mm-hmm.
feels like a move towards something more sustainable. Still competitive, mind you,
yeah.
but maybe less frantic.
A more sustainable environment. Okay, so let's connect the dots. What does this all mean then? The central insight here, this Realtor.com forecast, this expectation of modest home price growth in 2025, it really paints a picture of a market that's, what, rebalancing.
That's a good way to put it, rebalancing.
Yeah, it's not the the Wild West of the last couple of years, but it's also not predicting a downturn, is it? It's more like a recalibration.
Precisely, recalibration. Mm-hmm. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, just understanding this predicted path, this shift towards modest growth,
yeah.
that's incredibly valuable.
Valuable how? For who?
Well, for everyone, really. It helps you anticipate shifts, not just in home values themselves, obviously. But think about consumer confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or construction activity, even broader economic stability.
Hmm.
This particular forecast, it suggests a market that's, well, finding its footing again, moving away from those extremes we talked about.
Okay.
And that tends to have ripple effects across, you know, various sectors of the economy.
Right.
It's not just housing in isolation.
Right. It's all connected. So as you, the listener, are considering what modest home price growth actually means, think about its different implications. It's not monolithic, is it?
Not at all.
Like for first-time buyers,
yeah.
does modest growth signal a market that's finally a bit more approachable?
Yeah.
Or does it just mean a slightly slower climb up an already really high wall, you know, that barrier to entry?
That's the key question for them, isn't it?
Yeah. And what about current homeowners? People maybe looking to tap into their equity, how might this affect them?
Their calculations might change a bit, yeah.
Mm.
Less rapid appreciation to count on.
And investors weighing their next move. Modest growth sounds.
Yeah.
Well, modest.
It certainly changes the risk-reward calculation compared to, say, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Less speculative froth, perhaps.
And we also have to remember local conditions, right? What makes modest feel very different depending on where you actually are?
Absolutely critical. National trends are one thing, but housing is always intensely local.
Yeah. So just something for you to mull over as we wrap up this deep dive. Lots to think about there.